So what we're doing now, we're following the Mayor of Dorchester, Alistair Chisholm, and mixing in with this large gathering of people, many from various Dorchester societies. And in the sunshine, we're moving along the Mill Stream path. The Mill Stream looking pretty high today, high level, lots and lots of rain recently, and it's flowing along quite well at a brisk pace. We're leaving behind us Lawton Walnes, the agricultural machinery factory in Dorchester, and making our way eastwards along to the next of these three boards which Alistair is going to say a few words about and unveil. So, here we are.
It's always been a very useful walk, the Mill Stream, but it is certainly being enhanced by the information on the boards. And I can remember, well, and I can't remember, but I have been told that the Lawton Walnes Foundry, which existed in the town for a very long time, they were very, very clever people. Obviously, as a market town, serving the rural area around, Dorchester and Fordington did and still does serve the needs of that surrounding population. They'd come in to buy and sell, and farmers who had a bit of farm equipment that had broken could know or would have known that they could come into Dorchester, or more particularly Fordington than the Lawton Walnes Foundry, and had fixed whatever was broken. They were exceedingly talented, and we were in those days far more self-sustaining than I fear we are today. Now you go to an agricultural and they say, well, we'll have to send for the part, and but here we made them all. I'm delighted we still have the name Lawton Walnes Foundry and that it's been repurposed for housing. So this is the second board that focuses on the foundry and the skills and the talents of those who worked in the foundry, who kept the town going for a very, very long time. When did it close down? It probably says on the board behind me, doesn't it? But I can't read through my back.
Well, what I can remember, Alistair, in the 50s when I was a youngster, that Lawton Walnes and the brewery both had works hooters which sounded at signing on and knocking off times, and I think it was about 1:30 we used to say, oh, there's Lawton Walnes hooter going.
There you go. Well, you've got a jolly good hooter yourself, Peter.
Well, thank you very much indeed.
No, but it's nice to have. I mean, what a collection we've got here. We have representatives of the Civic Society, the Dorchester Association, and we have a surprising number. You want me to unveil it? It's not time to unveil it yet. We're waiting for the hooter. Actually, I seem to remember there was also a hooter from the steamroller company, wasn't there?
Edison's, wasn't it?
Edison's, that's right. And I remember, well, I don't remember, but I think Hardy objected to the hooter because it woke him up in the mornings. Right. So it's time to reinstate the hooter.
Hooters for Dorchester.
Hooters for Dorchester, we'll start there. Right, I'm now going to move away so you can all absorb the information on the panel behind me, which will lead to your wanting to ask further questions, and I'm delighted that Mark has prepared his and done his research, and he will be able to answer absolutely any question on the malt house, the foundry, or Fordington as a whole. And he is eagerly awaiting your questions. Meanwhile, we'll unveil the plaque. 1, 2, 3, whoa!
It is unveiled.
And plaque number 2 is definitely unveiled. It has the foundry as its heading. And it centres on Lawton Walnes, a lovely picture of the factory. And it almost also goes into Fordington Roman mosaic.
1896 cooking range in the house.
But we've got a good view of Lawton Walnes from here, the actual factory building.
You could order your range from Lawton Walnes.
Lawton Walnes were a really wide-ranging producer, weren't they, of machinery? So, that was all about the foundry, and just to say that we're walking along the millstream path, the millstream flowing briskly to our right, nice bit of sunshine, bit of cloud at this time in February.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. And the sun is glinting on the mayor's chain of office, which is very much part of the mayoral regalia. But we're thinking all about the mill stream, its history, and Mill Street and Fordington, and this really historic part of the county town. But as Alistair was saying, of course, it was very much a separate part from Dorchester in days gone by. And it's interesting to remember that St Mary's Church in Edward Road is known as St Mary's Church West Fordington. So it shows how far Fordington sort of encased or engulfed or circulated Dorchester. Well, up to our right we have the houses of Holloway Road, and the mill stream flows on to where it flows out by the Swan Inn, and the bridge under King's Road, and there it will join the River Froom itself on its long journey way down to Wareham.